This is Talk Star Wars,
the official podcast of talkstarwars.co.uk.
Welcome back to Talk Star Wars, the official podcast of talkstarwars.co.uk. As promised, this episode is a reissue of an earlier podcast where me and the boys sat down to discuss the second trailer for Star Wars The Force Awakens. This podcast went out under the banner This Week in Star Wars, which was a short-lived side project for the guys at Movie Geeks Filmcast. You can hear us geek out over this trailer. We're very excited. We're referring to a lot of images that are no longer available, unfortunately, but if you've seen the trailer, you'll know what we're referring to. Coming up next will be some original material. I'm going to sit down with a couple of Star Wars fans one-on-one and launch a little series of interviews called Top 5 Standing By, where Star Wars fans get to discuss what the films mean to them, pick out 5 moments from the saga that they are deeply in love with. And in December, when The Force Awakens is released, the Movie Geeks Filmcast guys will regroup and we're going to do a review of that movie. We're very, very excited about that. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this archived episode of This Week in Star Wars.
This is the Movie Geeks Film News Podcast Network, and you are listening to This Week in Star Wars.
The Force is strong in my family. My father has it. Sister has it. You have that power too.
Let's just quickly have a little bit of a group flashback to November when we did, I think it was probably our first proper podcast together, wasn't it? When we did our first podcast, we recorded remotely and we did a breakdown of the first Star Wars The Force Awakens teaser trailer.
We certainly did.
All right, so let's do a little round. Has everyone got their images?
Yes.
Okay, so we're starting at the Lucasfilm belt buckle.
Yes, the Lucasfilm Limited.
Yes. Does that look different?
Well, it's a different colour, isn't it?
It does. The limited bit.
Yeah.
It's very old world. What's that game you played, BioShock?
What, the font, you mean?
Yeah, the fontish type thing and the scrolls and... It's always been limited.
The limited bit stuck out. To be fair, if you hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't have said anything, but the limited things.
Does this really warrant conversation?
Yes.
I think it does.
Isn't limited a British thing?
Yeah, but it's been Lucasfilm Limited since the start. That was on American Graffiti. But it was never this belt buckle design. But Paul's probably right. We can't burn up too much time talking about a logo. But we should acknowledge that the digital films that got released in iTunes last week, the Money for Old Rope collection, they are now including a brand new fanfare. They've dropped the 20th Century Fox trumpets.
What?
And they've replaced it with a section of music lifted from the end credits of The Empire Strikes Back. Paul, okay. As the music aficionado on the podcast, you owe it to yourself to seek that out, mate, and have a little listen, because I don't like it at all.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, it doesn't agree with me. If you can seek it out...
I'll be right back.
Okay, mate. Hang on, I'm just trying to get the bloody thing to play.
Just building up the tension.
Tiny buttons. So that's largely dreadful, right?
Paul is correct. That is a mismatch. A mismatch, as I should say, of two.
Yeah, it's the midsection of, I think, one of the, you know, the standard sort of finale. Yeah. But they've actually put the last literally 8 bars of the entire credit scene on the end. and the bridge is awful, frankly.
Yeah. Can I just say, we've been here, we've been doing this for 10 minutes, and we've done a belt buckle and a bit of music, and the best trailer of the year's come out. Come on, guys.
All right, no, you're making a good point.
He's got a point. We don't want to rush through it, but we don't want to focus
Or we could rewind and listen to Steve's contribution from 90% of the casts.
Getting into this trailer, then. Yep. He says, as if they haven't just wasted 10 minutes.
You've got 25 scenes. What, a couple of minutes a scene?
Yeah, all right then. So we'll jump past Lucasfilm logo, we think might have changed. We won't waste any time talking about that again. The next shot.
Yeah, awesome.
So we know what planet this is now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we do.
It's called Jakku.
Oh, Jakku, sorry. I didn't see that.
It's called Jakku, and we don't know much about it, but I've got a feeling this was probably near Endor, right? Do you reckon, Andy?
Why would you say that? Just because of the ships crashing?
I think two things. Good point. Because we've got the remnants of
a battle,
both fleets, haven't we? I'm looking at the image now of a downed Star Destroyer and a crashed X-Wing.
Obviously, we should say as well, if we're talking about the trailer, there was also a speeder flying towards these two.
Yeah, now that's Rey, isn't it?
Yes.
Because she said on the event at Celebration that she's a scavenger. Right. So she's probably harvesting technology and materials from this wreckage.
Yeah,
that is an awesome picture.
What was the planet that the Bespin, was it Endor, was circling? Was orbiting, sorry.
Well, it was Endor was the sun, right? It's the forest moon of Endor. So, no, Endor is the planet, and then you've got the forest moon of Endor. But in that system somewhere is probably another planet. Well, this might even be... No, this is a planet Jakku. So this is another planet in...
That system.
In that system.
Because the Crash Destroyer, it looks far less knobbly than what I remember. If you look at it, it's very smooth.
Yeah. It's probably because... Look how dusty it is, though. There's all shit all over it, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic scene. I mean, what an opening scene that is.
That's stunning, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Because like Andy said, you see the little X-Wing. Oh, there's an X-Wing there. And it's like, and then, wow, there's a great big...
Well, that is very harks back to the very first film, doesn't it? When you see a ship come across the thing.
Bigger
ass ship coming after it.
That's a good point.
And you know on the top of... Oh, no, that was the Super Destroyer. You know, in the end of Return of the Jedi, they destroy that sort of... It looks like a radar ball, and the whole thing...
That's right.
I'd forgotten that was a Super Destroyer, because on this one, it's still there, the radar ball.
Right, okay, yeah. Now, this is one of the small ones. That's Darth Vader's Super Star Destroyer, the Executor, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's a fantastic scene.
Absolutely breathtaking. So,
another thing. Sorry, Mark.
No, that's all right. Go,
Andy. Do you remember there was an awesome trailer for a Star Wars game about 10 years ago, and they did a CGI trailer for it. Was not in game footage, and they had one of the Jedi pulling down
Force Awakens.
Oh yes, Sam Witt was Starkiller.
Yeah, that was that's the one where it's a Force Unleashed.
Yes,
and this the superpowers.
And yeah. I wonder if this has come down by the Force or something. You don't know, do you?
No,
this is a battle. That's what that X-Wing fight is about.
Yeah, that's true.
This is stuff coming down.
A big hole in the side, Steve.
That big battle in space in the at the end of Return of the Jedi. That's what this is from. I'm convinced.
Mm.
And there is another element that I think suggests that this is local to the destruction of the Death Star, but we'll get there in a minute.
Paul, thoughts?
Paul's just ducked out for a couple of minutes. He'll be back on.
Okay. Do you want to move to the next one and then...
Yeah, let's move on and he can catch up with us, can't he? So, right, go on, Andy. What have we got? I'm not going to hog the conversation. Second image.
Well, I'm going by a second image, which is, I believe, the Vader head.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's a souvenir you want to take home, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you're having a bonfire, that's the one that you want to take.
Yeah.
Awesome. As I say, I just can't fault anything he's done so far, JJ.
No, I can't.
You know what I mean? Every image he's picked, every sort of little set piece from the first little teaser to this teaser two, if it's like Steve said earlier, it could be it's like a bit in between the normal trailer size. Just spot on. I mean, that looks...
Sorry, where are you?
We're on image two, Paul. We haven't got too far, mate.
Vader's dead. Helmet.
Can I ask a morbid question?
Yeah.
Well, I think this is not just Vader's head, because otherwise, this is all twisted metal from the fire.
Yeah.
He'd never have got that front faceplate off in that mess and got the head out. So I reckon that's some kind of...
No,
he's going to rip his dad's head off, burned or not, and take it home, is he?
That would have been melted, whatever was in the... I know what you're saying, but what happens if you cremate someone?
You put him on a funeral pyre, didn't he?
Exactly, he'd been burned. Yeah. The remains would be gone, Steve.
It's a fantastic... It's clever because the way it's burnt looks like a human skull.
Yeah,
with
it's
the teeth.
Creepy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It does.
It's really good. At this point, has Luke started his narration?
I think so, yeah. I think he's...
Yeah, that was my father had it. I think you'll find that part there.
This is a new narration, though, isn't it? New dialogue.
Oh, yes. That's my question, because he's talking about his dad as if he's still alive. My father has it.
No, my father had it. Wasn't it?
Had it.
No, he said... I listened to it twice. He says, has it. I thought, that's cut him from the last film.
Put it this way, you could say has it, because his father's still about, isn't he? He's a force being now.
Because I knew it was new, because at the end he says, and you have it too.
I like that, Andy.
Yeah, I thought you might. Okay. But yeah, that's where you could argue away that, Steve, if you...
Yeah, I did think that as well, that it's the afterlife thing. It's interesting that you said has it.
I have to say, I kind of called this a while back, that in fact, one of the first posts I put on the blog when it went up was from the archive. It was an old prediction I'd made that actually the guys on the Nerdpocalypse podcast discussed the article I'd written where I sent it over to Jay, who runs that show, that this is Kylo Ren gathering artifacts, because my prediction is that he's Han and Leia's son and he's obsessed with his lineage, and and this is a trophy that he's gone to Endor and got.
Yeah.
What a creepy trophy to have.
Yeah. You could be quite right there.
Yeah.
Because we don't know whose that is. We just see a head, don't we? We hear Luke's talking.
Yeah.
We don't know who's got that, so.
Right. Are we done with this picture?
Paul, any thoughts?
I'm listening. Okay, I just say that Steve's dead on. My father has it. Is the words that come out of his mouth.
Oh. So this could.
Hang on, what am I commenting on?
Just the Darth Vader helmet, the melted Darth Vader helmet.
I like that. It's very Egyptian mummy kind of thing going on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I get that. It's creepy.
It's ancient. Even it's ancient. It's. Yeah, it reeks of, it's ghostly, it's almost human in a weird kind of nature. It's almost like it's got burnt out wonky teeth.
Yeah, that's what Steve was saying, yeah.
So yeah, I like that a lot. I think I've had it actually.
Right, moving on.
R2,
our next image.
He's looking old, isn't he?
I say he's looking beat up, burnt. It looks like a little laser fire burns there on there.
I've seen him worse.
Are we on Mustafar? Yeah, are we on Mustafar again?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It looks fog. Either they're sitting in front of the fire, but there's a lot of light from a little fire there.
Yeah,
it does look volcanic.
I think with the embers in the in the air, I suspect that this is...
But we thought we were on Tatooine.
Yeah,
we
did.
It could be anywhere in the universe, far away, long ago.
Yeah.
But we can only name what we...
I would like either at this point, I think.
Interesting that Luke's dispensed with the fake skin.
That's not Luke.
I think it is. I think it is Luke.
It was the right hand, wasn't it?
Skid out!
Spoilers. Is this Terminator Genesis?
Genesis.
Well, I like the fact that he's not wearing black. That's a good sign.
What colour is that then?
That's white. His sleeve.
Yeah. That's an old costume, you know.
half and half.
Right, the next image. I have a bit of a... I'm a bit confused.
Why?
Well, when the voiceover part of this thing, it says, my sister has it.
Yeah.
So are we believing that is...
Leia receiving the
Leia
saber.
Leia receiving a lightsaber.
From Rey.
Yeah.
No, the other way around.
See, could that be... I don't know, the hand is a bit... I don't think that's Luke's hand, is it?
No.
Well, I thought it was, but now it looks a bit small and it's low.
That's rifle. Yeah.
I think it's Rey, because the leaked... All the indications from the leaked stuff that have come out is that it's her mission to... She's got this lightsaber with tucked inside BB-8 and she's being pursued. Whoever's chasing her wants it. Now, remember, that lightsaber is Anakin's, right?
Yeah.
So if Kylo Ren's obsessed with his lineage and he wants his... He's obsessed enough to want his grandfather's burnt-out helmet, then...
He's definitely going to want that.
He's definitely going to want that. Now, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, well, it's not out
from
of
the last picture.
Red 5, out of the X-Wing.
From the last picture.
The last picture of Luke...
And R2.
But Luke didn't have that. Luke didn't have that saber, though, did he? That saber was lost on Bespin.
How did it get lost?
Yeah.
Darth Vader cut Luke's hand off and the lightsaber went with it.
I've gone all chronological.
And that's definitely the same one, is it?
It's silver. Vader's from Return of the Jedi was silver with black. It had a big black cuff thing around the top. So you could clearly distinguish which was which. And this indicates Luke's from A New Hope.
Hang on, we're assuming they're giving it to a Leia or someone. It could be the other way around. She could have just passed it. Mind you, I can't remember the clip.
No, in the clip it's handed from right to left. Yeah, so that's interesting anyway, because initially I thought that this lightsaber everyone was talking about was going to be Vader's and that it would have fallen to this planet Jakku because it was on the Death Star when it exploded. But that can't be the case because this is Luke's lightsaber. Anakin's then passed to Luke, not Vader's. So this would be the one with the blue blade, not the red blade. But
yes.
We shall see.
Interesting shot.
Yeah, very. Right. The next image says this Christmas.
In a really crappy font, looks like it's...
Well,
something.
let's just talk about this for 10 minutes. No, let's not. Yes. Let's go to the next one.
Yeah, you notice how the first T and the last F are a slightly different shade.
Yes, that's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, X-Wings.
No, hang on. I wanna...
We're not going to dissect Christmas anymore.
We've looked at the X-Wings before. We know they go over the lake.
No, this is different because... I think it's a different shot. Perhaps a pre-shot to that.
It's a pre-shot, but it's the same scene.
Yeah, but you can still... What planet? Are we getting anything about the planet?
Is
it Endor?
I'm hearing reports that there is a planet that's got a weapon on it called the Sledgehammer. I'm not sure now. I think it's planet destroying weapon. And these guys could be doing a bombing raid, like a Dam Busters raid, to take
I don't think that's the Forest Moon, Steve, if that's what you was... edging to, but it might be the moon what Mark was talking about. Mind you, that we're saying that's the deserty one, aren't we? So,
We don't know if the Forest Moon is Endor or the Forest Moon that is orbiting is Endor, do we?
You know what
would
be
the Forest Moon of Endor?
It's a fresh concept.
Moon isn't Endor.
A fresh concept for a Star Wars movie. Some planets can have more than one environment.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
Yeah. It could happen, couldn't
maybe
it?
Maybe it is. Maybe this is part of Jakku and it just isn't all a big dust bowl. I like that, though.
I'm looking at the second picture more than the first one at the moment. That's the one.
Oh, yeah, that is pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yeah, it's a beautiful shot. And I'm guessing that then follows on, pans right, and you see the sideways shot of the X-Wings from the first trailer.
Yeah, I think you're probably right there, Steve. That's great. I love that. And then we get a shot of Poe Dameron, Oscar Isaac, star of Ex Machina.
Yeah.
Looking like he's having a whale of a time.
It looks like he's entertaining Invisible Man.
entertaining, in inverted commas.
There's a lot of black and red going on in this movie.
It's very Harlequin.
Yeah.
Mm. So this, it's kind of very similar. I mean, you can tell that that is much like the first trailer shot. Very similar, but he's having more fun there.
He's having a great time, isn't he? Yeah, I like that.
Shit hasn't hit the fan at that point.
I like the redesign of these costumes.
Yeah, because you wouldn't get
the new helmets.
Yeah, I was thinking about this earlier. You wouldn't get a lot of evolution in a civilization where technology has been around for millions of years. Things, but it's a kind of nice slant. You want change, don't you? I guess.
And yeah,
there are some changes. The stormtroopers are the biggest. Where we come to that, but
great.
They look awesome, don't they?
They look so good.
Just ever so subtle, but very, very good.
Right.
I don't think there's anything in that X-wing that we haven't spoke about, is there? Really?
No, he's got. He looks like he's got a PS2 sitting behind him, standing upright. But apart from that.
Yeah.
He's getting the death ring or whatever it is. So the next image then is our old mate Kylo Ren. With his exhaust ports. I think that's pretty much definitely crossbar in it now. I don't think it's exhaust ports. It looks pretty wicked, this whole thing, doesn't it?
It looks pretty sweet, doesn't it?
Yeah. Again, fiery planet. A lot of red.
Yeah. Volcanic-y.
Can we draw a line between that and the image of Luke? Is this who he's kicking off at, do you think?
In what sense, Mark?
Well, I think he's about to engage Luke in a lightsaber duel.
Yeah, it could be, yeah. There's nothing... I forget this entire shot now, but there's nothing else given away in it, is there? Except for the face. You get to see a close-up of the face, don't you?
Yeah, you're going to see that image. That's in there in a minute.
Yeah, it's next but one.
Yeah.
So the next shot is Rey, Finn, and a practical BB-8 running across the desert.
I like that.
All right, now join me here. What's the guy's name?
John Boyega.
No, about the character. Okay,
Finn.
Is it just me, or do you think he's dancing there?
I think he is. He's doing the running man.
You can just see his arms are just going to start going in and out, aren't they?
He's doing that.
Woo!
The little TIE fighter up in the corner.
Yes.
She looks like she's passing something. Actually, that behind her might be the remains of it.
You can also see that particular shot isn't finished editing yet, because if you look on his clothes, there's a distinct outline around them behind the CGI explosion.
That just might be an artifact of this screen grab.
Looking at that doesn't look to be CGI to me.
It looks practical to me. Did anybody see the Celebration, the live broadcast from Celebration? They brought the BBA droid out on stage.
And it is practical.
It's practical.
We knew that was real.
It's a remote control ball, and the head somehow, through some kind of black magic, just floats around on top of this ball's body. It's amazing.
Yeah, Mark Hamill told everybody that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Is that a little mini Hoth building to the left?
It looks like a power generator. Yeah.
It could be a mini power generator. Nice X-Wing in the top corner. Mark.
They are definitely under attack by the Empire, aren't they? So something they've got is valuable to them.
Yeah, that is a great shot. I'll have to watch this trailer again with all the moving parts, but there is some great images. He's reminding me there of Han with his clothes he's wearing, like leather jacket and very like cash.
So the next image, we're back to Kylo Ren.
Yeah.
And it looks like he's surrounded by stormtroopers and on the fire planet. Well, actually, do you know what? I had a theory when we first saw that trailer of the teaser trailer in November, and we spoke about, was John Boyega really a stormtrooper? And we said we felt he might be bugging out because of something that had happened. I think it's this. I think this is the opening. It's an attack on an innocent society.
Yeah.
And that's why he does a run.
An outpost somewhere.
Yeah. A village or something.
What image are you on?
Kylo Ren with the fire behind him.
on the lightsaber by the looks of it.
And using the Force at that point. Obviously.
It looks like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
I can't see. I know we're back to exhaust gate again, but is that his lightsaber without the exhaust port showing?
No, I think you can just
see the angle.
Yeah, it's the angle.
Like, oh, okay.
So if you look at it, there's a little dot at the bottom.
But interesting, you can see that weird fuzziness around it.
Yeah.
Isn't normal on the lightsaber.
It looks like lightning.
You're looking at it does anyway, doesn't it? I think we've all agreed now that
it's kind of a
normal lightsaber. Yeah,
it's a great concept. Wouldn't you like to be one of the people who like comes up with these ideas? We could do this. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? A nice, is that a ship in the background or a power unit or something? It's technology in this shot, isn't there?
Yeah, it looks almost like a moisture evaporator, doesn't it?
That's what I'd say. It looks like some sort of outpost.
Unless this is Tatooine after it's attacked by the weapon.
Don't forget, that thing was at night, wasn't it? When you see from the original trailer, they're coming out at night.
Yeah, it looks like
like you're saying, the attack, Mark.
Well, that's an interesting concept, Mark, isn't it? If there is a massive set piece opening scene in this, what about destroying Tatooine?
I don't know.
Bring everyone into the throw, wouldn't it? Piss Luke off.
Do you know, I think it's Jakku. I think this is that planet that they just announced a name for today that Rey is on. And I think this guy's looking for the lightsaber and he's gone to wherever this place is thinking it's there and he's blown it to smithereens. But we won't know yet, will we?
No, it's a great shot. Their face mask, I take it. Is he human, this guy?
I think so. It's Adam Driver.
Yeah, it's Adam Driver.
This is disguise, isn't it?
Yeah, or maybe because
it's a bit Cylon, isn't it?
It does look like a Cylon, yeah. A really frowny Cylon.
Yeah, they've ripped that off.
A little bit Shredder.
Don't go there. Yeah, moving on. So we've got...
God, great shot, this.
This is great.
I like the white TIE Fighters.
Yeah, the white and black TIE Fighters.
And do you notice
cool.
the Death Star gun turret sitting on the right-hand side?
Yep. Yeah, there's a couple of emplacements on the mountain there, you can see.
Yeah.
This is definitely the super weapon, isn't it?
Yeah. I think this is a ship rather than a fixed terrestrial position. I think this is a ship and they just happen to be on the top of it.
Oh, right, okay. What, like landed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, who's
I'm not so
the
sure
guy,
about
who's
that.
The guy centre frame?
That's a bloody great big curtain they've got on that ship.
Yeah.
That's dubbed on.
I love the mix of the different styles of Stormtrooper in this. There's at least three.
Yeah, you can see the guy at the back. You've got the one with the skirt.
You've got a snowtrooper there.
You've got the snowtrooper with the slits.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Well, the one looking straight at us thinking, what are those guys looking at?
Yeah, that one.
Right, centre shot at the bottom, right in the middle at the bottom, the one he's got like a backpack on.
Yep.
Yeah, that is really... isn't there a story behind the twos on the back, Mark? I think we've spoken about this. You know, the two lines on the back that were story to that.
I'm not sure. I remember on the toy it used to look like it said oil with the circle and the two lines.
So who's the guy sent a shot doing the speech? I assume doing a speech.
Is it a guy?
Well, is it a skirt or is it a cape?
I don't know. It could be Leia, couldn't it? We're assuming that it's the Empire, but it could be that all the everything associated with the Empire has moved neatly across to the Republic, but I suspect it's a villain.
What are they looking at? Because at this point, aren't they all starting to turn round, these Stormtroopers? And
One of them's lost in thought there in the centre of the frame, isn't he?
Yeah, they're all kind of just...
Did I leave the iron on?
Yeah,
to the
right, they're all turning.
When he was pressing his other uniform.
Yeah. Interestingly, all the gun turrets are pointing up as well.
Yeah,
so maybe the shit's hitting the fan.
Maybe they are under attack. They're certainly in attack in a second, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a good shot. What's the logo on the flag?
What was that, Steve?
What's the logo on the big red banner?
I think it's a grapefruit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a take on the Imperial Cog, I suppose.
Hmm. It's I'm not sure what faction this is.
The new empire.
Yeah, the new and improved.
Yeah.
Great shot, though.
Great shot. Oh, right, next one.
Planet. Are we talking Hoth? Are we or another environment on the same planet?
A snowy planet.
Yeah. I don't know. It could be Hoth, couldn't it? Why not?
Yeah. Oh, and that I've just blown my fixed my ship position out of the water because on the hill at the back there is a fixed gun emplacement.
We said that earlier.
Yeah, they haven't just landed anyway, have they? Anywhere?
Unless that fell off.
Yeah, so, and landed upright, pointing in the right direction. There's one on the right as well, right in the distance on the right hand side. On over the hill and far away. Yeah. It's a good shot though.
Right, next shot is Ray.
Yeah.
Ray.
Looking very, very much like Natalie Portman.
Not enough.
Yeah.
Granddaughter.
Look like, and the yeah, shot I'm looking at, that, she's got some...
Natalie Portman's granddaughter.
She's got some bubble wrap.
Yeah, she's just packing some stuff up to send to eBay. Send off for eBay. All right, there's not much to take from that, really, is there, other than she is a very beautiful woman. Next shot, couple of...
TIE fighters.
Oh,
yeah, and these are the white and black ones, I think, looking at the wings.
Yeah.
A bit faster still in it. It's hard to quite tell, but I think you might be right.
They're looking
that looks pretty sweet. I think we should swiftly move on to the next one we're looking at.
Oh,
Have you posted these on the site so people can...
No, I haven't done yet. What I'll probably do is I'll put them up in the post with the podcast when it goes up.
Yeah.
And I'll put a link in the show notes so that people can get back to look at them.
Yeah.
If they download us from iTunes. Or Stitcher Radio, because we're on there now too. Yes, what's going on here then? Is that TIE fighter leaving? Or is it attacking?
I think it's hovering, isn't it, in the shot? I'll have to look at this, but I think it's hovering.
Something's shooting. You've got the green
blast
there. It's basically the shit hitting the fan is what I'm looking at.
But it's great, doesn't it? It looks like it's in a hangar bay, doesn't it, of perhaps a Star Destroyer?
Yeah, you've got stars in the background.
That isn't CGI, is it? That's some real explosions and real fire there.
Thank God.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a tool. It's not the be-all and end-all, is it? That's the thing what needs to be used. But that is pretty sweet.
I think that someone's... Because obviously the TIE fighter's from the same side. Someone may have stolen a TIE fighter and then from inside is shooting the other TIE fighters.
What possibly?
Yeah, it could be, because if we go to the next image, we get our boy John Boyega again. In
no,
armor.
I don't think that's happening at all.
You don't what, Paul?
Sorry.
You don't think it's attacking?
No. Well, it is, but not them. He's incidental to the shot. He's chasing probably the Falcon.
Right, okay.
What, in the, still what, pretty the cool. second shot, the John Boyega shot?
Boyega.
Boyega, sorry. I made the cardinal sin, didn't I?
Yeah, Boyega, Boyega.
He's always got a sweat on.
Well, those suits of armour are very, very warm.
One would think.
Again, that looks very a fearful look, doesn't it?
It's like, did I leave the iron on? I think that's what he's worrying about.
Is he the guy from the I Left the Iron On picture we saw earlier?
Yeah, well, quite possibly. He's now realised he has left it on.
I've just jumped ahead to the next image, and this is a quintessential Star Wars image.
Yeah, well, I'm there now as well.
That is the money shot.
I don't recognise the four ships around the what I would call the Emperor's ship.
Right.
What's the term for those ships? So they're just like
escort
shuttles or something, are they?
Shuttles, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but I'm not so sure what the other four are.
Well, I think they're in a formation. I think they're escort ships. But you don't get a sense of scale, really, do you? I don't know how big they are.
Yeah, no, but what I'm saying is the ship in the middle, I think we've all seen similar to that, haven't we?
Yeah, like an Emperor's
the
shuttle.
The wings aren't fixed, are they? They're just sort of coming into land.
Yeah, they're opening.
Mm. Oh, they're shutting. Go back to look at the exhaust of those ships, then go back two shots. You can see one in the hangar.
Yeah, you can, can't you? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, they are quite small.
Okay.
It's not a ship I've seen. That's one sort of.
I think they're attacking the big Star Destroyer.
I don't think they are. I think they're guiding that guy into there.
Yeah.
I think they're escorting that ship into that to land.
And then it kicks off once they're inside.
Yeah.
Because there are at least two in that, two shots back, there are at least two. I can see the sticky up bit on the top of them.
Right, yeah, the fin.
The fin bit, yeah.
So, fin?
I think it's clever the way they've done this trailer, because I don't think it's in the order.
No, definitely, definitely not, no. So if you jump ahead to the next image.
Badass.
That is amazing. Badass. So we get a chrome stormtrooper with a cloak.
It's badass.
In a Death Star environment, because you can
smart gun.
But you've got all that stone, exposed stone. Yeah, this is this. Right, I'm going out on a limb. This is Darth Vader's castle on Mustafar.
So is this the guy that might do something to someone we like?
I think this is a chick.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think this is Gwendolyn Christie.
Okay, yeah, because we've not really mentioned, seen or heard anything from her in any of this stuff.
No.
So far.
Are we talking bounty hunter here, or are we talking...
Elite troops, I think.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren's elite trooper, I think.
That utility belt, you couldn't get a lot more on there, could you?
No. There's an iPhone 6 on there, if you look closely.
Yeah. Adam That's West smart. Is strapped onto it as well.
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
That is a great shot, though. That is a poster shot.
It is awesome, isn't it?
I must admit, I'll be trawling tomorrow to get some
wallpaper.
Really high res ones for wallpaper. Yeah,
they'll be
at the
everywhere.
Moment, I've got the Millennium Falcon, the two TIE fighters from the original one.
Yeah,
the original trailer at the moment is on my desktop. So,
what do you think of that, Paul? And he's dead.
Still with us, Paul.
If he's asleep, I'm going to drive to Whitstable and kill him.
I'm just finding out. Hang on, I'll send him a message. So moving on from the Chrome Trooper.
Yeah.
BB-8 on the Falcon. Yes.
Without a doubt.
The mashing up of old and new, eh?
Look at the ladder.
Yeah.
Mm.
Don't get cucky, Keir.
This little robot is fast becoming my favourite character from this new film.
This is
so
like
cute. What,
I love so Jar sweet, Jar, yeah. isn't it? The Jar Jar done right.
Yeah.
I see him.
Yeah, it's got the same colouring as well.
And he doesn't go mooey mooey.
Well, we don't know that he doesn't.
We don't know that yet.
But he may not.
They might have a big pair of flappy ears, you just can't see him.
They're inside.
They come out.
That is awesome, though, that. I do like that.
Okay. I'm going to try and Google that video, Marco. I want to see the actual physical...
Yeah, go to Star Wars, the YouTube channel, Star Wars YouTube channel. I'm sure it'll be on there by now.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have a look while you two talk about that shot.
Well, we're done. I think we're done with that shot. So, another shot of Rey.
Yeah.
Pretty much...
Is it called IG? What's it called? IG-8? No, IG-88.
BB-8.
BB-8.
So if we jump past that Rey picture then, Andy, because there's not a lot more to talk about there, okay. We get to the Falcon again.
Yeah, well, that is quite clearly, that's coming towards, if I'm not mistaken, and that's the shot from the original teaser, isn't it?
It's an extension of that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and that's obviously from the first picture, what we were looking at. That's flying around that wreck there, from what I gather.
Yeah, and if you move on to the next one, there's a shot of it entering.
That's awesome. That's going to be more. If I want a high res one of that, because that's just awesome.
Now, is that a Star Destroyer? What did you think, Andy? Because you were saying about this.
Yeah, I think that is. If
you
look,
don't recognise that from
it's. If you look at, you've got the three big pulse engines at the back. That could be the big ass one, because if you look on the top left.
There's
another three ports.
Yeah, and on the right.
Yeah, and on the right. That's
right,
theory.
I'm going to look. I'm Googling Super Star Destroyer. I think you're onto something there. I think that I remember it having nine.
That's a big ship, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. That is a big ass.
On Movie Geeks Film News, because I think
forget that
something there.
That ship was flying around on Jedi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Not near the Death Star. I'm sure that would. Don't forget, when you first see that ship, it's the Vader ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's the big ship.
Yeah.
But as the movies go on,
it's out there still with it. He's not on it, is he? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's not necessarily just one of those.
I am pretty sure that is a Super Star Destroyer upside down.
Yeah.
Because you can't see from the top.
Yeah.
But that configuration of 333 is exactly what it looks like from behind, upside down.
Right. Cool.
In fact, there are three on the other side, two, then two, and then three for at the back.
Yeah. So there are actually seeing a small.
So that's a Superstar Destroyer.
Yeah.
Upside down on the surface of this planet.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. As far as I can tell, that is an amazing shot, isn't it?
It's great. And you can just make out a TIE fighter in pursuit of the Falcon there.
Where are we looking?
If you just follow the Falcon back.
Yeah, you
just see a little black one. Which brings us to our next image. Yeah, it is like, where's Wally? And there's Wally, the TIE fighter pilot.
There he is.
Doesn't that look cool?
All black and red again.
Yeah, I wonder if it smells like licorice, like my old TIE fighter pilot toy.
Why did he smell
after
like licorice?
After you put licorice in him.
Yeah. After I smothered him in licorice.
Yeah. Your childhood.
Very analog buttons. Look at the little, like, bulbs. Like, little flashy, like, Thunderbird bulbs.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't it?
Very analog.
It's just so tactile. It just looks so real.
Yes.
What a refreshing change.
I like that. I like the red stripes.
Yeah, that shot before, I keep going back to it, that is a bonus shot. It's freaking awesome.
It is great. So then we get another Falcon. This is very reminiscent of the end of Return of the Jedi, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
With what were they? They were flying into the belly of the Death Star, weren't they? And
to destroy the power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's
an homage.
You can see the square radar even more. At one point, I thought that's coming off, and I thought they were gonna
maybe you chose a rectangular one for a reason, lower profile.
Yeah, yeah, that is that's a great shot again.
Right, ready for the
next one?
One
wins the internet.
I've got such a huge smile on my face.
I mean, look at Chewie; hasn't aged a day.
Chewie looks to me, that's the one thing I thought about. I know he isn't, but he looks younger than he does in the original films.
Right.
Well, how long do they live? I mean, they might live for 500 years.
Wasn't he 200 years old in the first film?
I'm not debating that, but what I'm saying, this is obviously after the original, wasn't he? He looks younger than he did in that.
This looks the most like the original Chewie to me than any of the others. Star Wars and Empire had a similar look, and Return of the Jedi I looked like that in the 90s, the one that returned the Jedi. And this just looks like it's been lifted straight out of the first couple of movies.
And what a breath of fresh air after the CGI Chewies.
Were there CGI Chewies?
Well, there were loads of CGI Chewies, weren't there?
He means on the
You never really
I see. In Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Right.
You never really see Chewie close up in that, do you, to make it? But this could be a scene out of Star Wars, couldn't it? Episode 4.
Yeah.
You know?
Apart from Harrison Ford looking so grizzled.
Well, do you think at this point, I'm wondering whether he had a broken leg filming this thing, because obviously it's a top shot. I'm wondering when he had his leg broken, whether they said, right, come in and we'll do loads of shots that we can do, like sitting at the...
I don't know. It could have been anything, couldn't it? I still think that this film is Han Solo heavy, so this could have been... I mean, he was probably the most called upon actor in this entire movie. You watch it, he'll be in it for 5 minutes and then die now. But
well, this is what gets me, because our discussions about Star Wars always have a sting in the tail for me, and you know what that is. Spoiler alert, turn off now if you don't want to hear about what our ideas are. But I'm just so concerned that he's going to die.
I think he is.
Well, Chewie will.
Chewie
is dead, isn't he? We know he's dead.
No, that's not canon anymore, is it? From the books, you mean, Paul?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, there was a book called Vector Prime where he, I think he was crushed by a moon or something ridiculous like that. That's all been ejected now as part of the expanded universe.
Okay.
It's no longer canon.
But look at the crossbow.
It's wicked, isn't it? Wicked cool.
That's the detail we've already seen.
Okay, I'm going to be the pin in the works. I thought this was the corniest thing in the whole trailer.
Really?
Oh, it was horrible. Chewie, this was so deflating.
No, I don't think they're home.
Totally
I think Han's seen something he loves, like money, and that's what he's saying we're home about. I don't think he's... Because where's Han from?
Corellia, but I suspect this is them boarding the Falcon and taking it back.
Yeah, going on.
It doesn't. Yeah, you might be right. It does look to me like that.
That was a given. I thought that was obvious.
Yeah, I think so. But
then I don't think it's corny at all, Paul. I think that's exactly what Ham would say.
Yeah, if you look, if you think back to the original Star Wars, some of the stuff he comes out with, it's no worse than that.
Don't meh Han, Paul.
He's so awesome. That jacket's really cool. I think his jacket might actually trump the Empire Strikes Back jacket.
Right, that's awesome. Yeah. That's just a great shot.
It's great.
The Millennium Falcon needs cleaning. Because it is in a... You wouldn't live like that, would you? If you had your hands on technology that could clean that up.
We need some of the Deadpool villain from earlier.
Yeah. Your BB-8 to spray a bit of Ajax.
What we need, Mark, is you, the geek, the biggest geek, to find out where on the Falcon that is with those three lights on the left and see if it's just when they get up the ramp, because I've got a horrible suspicion, or a good suspicion it is, in which case it lends credence to the we're home theory.
Yeah, it does look like it, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, I think awesome. You might be right.
He's got his gun raised, so have they just shot someone who was in the helm of the Falcon, or have they got someone in their sights?
Just someone in their sights. He wouldn't shoot anyone cold-blooded, would he? Well, if he did, you'd probably want to change it digitally, wouldn't you?
Lucas would edit it out and change who shot first.
Yeah. The next edition's going to have Greedo and Han Solo doing some double Dutch rope jumping instead of shooting each other.
I hope so.
And spooning.
And then followed by brief spoonage.
Yeah. But fantastic trailer.
Great trailer. I watched the whole live event from Celebration, and J.J. Abrams and Kathleen Kennedy crushed it. They were absolutely magnetic. Really, really sold it to me.
So I'm going to have to... a full trailer on May the 4th as well?
I don't know. They alluded to the fact that they've got more to reveal to us, clearly, because there's a lot we haven't seen. We've not seen Andy Serkis. We've not seen the character I was talking about earlier, the main character that's missing is 3PO. We haven't seen 3PO.
Mm-hmm.
We know he's in it because Anthony Daniels was live on the thing. But we haven't seen Andy Serkis. We haven't seen Max von Sydow. There's a lot of stuff they've still got to reveal. Lupita Nyong'o.
You don't know if you saw Carrie Fisher.
No, we're assuming that we saw Han and Luke and Leia, but just hands. Really. So the only real original characters are...
Ironically, you did see Han.
Yeah, you did.
You saw Han and lots of hands.
Two hands, solos.
I think we're looking at a film about 160 minutes long.
Yes.
How can you possibly say that?
Because I think they've got so much to do, and there's so many characters, and it will feel rushed unless they... People aren't going to care about sitting in the movies for 6 hours and wetting themselves. Paul. Yeah,
it's not the fight. The print's not locked yet, so I think I reckon 2 hours 25.
Yeah, whatever it is, it won't be long enough. Do you think he'll do a Cameron and bring out a longer version?
No, I don't think so.
It'd be nice though, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Do you know what I think that they've? I think everyone's going to look now. They said as much in the live thing today. They're going to look at the fans first, take care of the fans, and I don't think they're going to want to put a version of the film out there and then change it on them, because that enough has been done, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I think you're right.
Kevin Smith sent a tweet out this afternoon saying J.J. Abrams saved my childhood. That's the general census.
I think the biggest plus point there, isn't it? Just that statement there.
Sounds good. They've clawed back a lot of ground now.
But isn't this the way though, Mark? Like, going back to your last statement, I mean, there's every chance we've been here before that they can make an awesome film out of a trailer, can't they? And you think, oh, this is it, it's brilliant. And then when you actually see the film, you know, you're in a different place. Man of Steel, great example.
Yeah, well, Phantom Menace, great example.
Phantom Menace, even better example, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I don't think we're there. I pretty much love everything JJ's done. So I don't think, I think we're quite safe, but.
Super 8.
But that was the collaboration with Spielberg as well, wasn't it?
That's a very sobering statement, Paul. Super 8 is case in point, yeah.
Mm.
We'll have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I didn't dislike
we?
Super 8. To be fair, I didn't think it wasn't a bad film. It just
no, it wasn't a bad film.
It wasn't what the trailer represented. That's the thing.
I think
a gamble which won't be made with this film. I don't think
they went for a pretty lacklustre alien design in Super 8, and most of the other stuff. The love letter to Spielberg was all very nice, all very well done.
Disney's got $4 billion riding on this, if I'm not correct. No, well, more than that.
I think we're all unanimous in the fact that we pretty much sit down with Kevin Smith and be like mates, because we've probably got a lot in common. With same age, same ideas, same feelings towards the trilogy and stuff. I think they've got to let him see it first, and he can come out and go, "Wow."
Yeah.
And then we'll all be fine. You know, just one word. Just you say yay or nay. You know, but I think it's definitely encouraging, isn't it, tonight? I mean, it looks fantastic.
It is encouraging. After I've edited this podcast tonight, I'm going to stick the trailer up on the site. It's already on there on the trailer set page, but I'm going to put a separate post up with these images included and a couple of bits of fanboy. I might even put some of my tears on there. Tears of joy. I love it. I thought it was great. It was awesome.
I'm going to watch it again right now.
I'm going to watch it again a few times.
Okay, let's wrap this up then. Let's back out this podcast and we'll go away and watch it again and again and again.
Yeah.
Nice one. All right, well, thanks for listening, everyone. We'll come back next week and perhaps there'll be more Star Wars news to talk about.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, in the meantime, don't forget to like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, all of that stuff. You can find the videos we've spoken about this evening, all the trailers on our website and the trailer set. You can find all the news in the Flipboard magazine. Send us email, send us tweets. Let us know what you think of the show. Let us know what you want us to do, what you want us to talk about. Join the conversation, people. We're out.
We're home.
Peace.
And that's a wrap.
Find everything we do at mgfn.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at Movie Geeks News and at facebook.com/Movie Geeks Film News. Thanks for listening.